speaking of bowl games, there's one this coming Saturday night down in New Orleans. As a matter of fact, the last time MTSU played in that one, I was at that game. And Wes Counts, one of the great quarterbacks in MTSU football history, a Blue Raider Athletics Hall of Famer. He does the color commentary on the radio broadcast with a good buddy, Chip Walters. He's down in New Orleans. Good morning, Wes.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well. Are you behaving in New Orleans? Let's just get right.
Budget cuts, we haven't left yet.
Okay.
We're meeting right now, and we're about to hop in an Uber and head up to the airport right now.
Okay. Well, will you behave once you get there?
Well, it is New Orleans, so probably not. Luckily, that game's a late Saturday night game, so I got time to recover.
You know, Wes, you've watched this season, and I'm going to take it from the quarterback perspective of Brent. You've seen Brent now. You've been broadcasting his games. I know you've known him a long time, and your dad, Larry, of course, a good buddy, and your mom as well, been around this athletic department forever and ever, you as well. Can you put into words just the career that Brent Stockstill has had?
No, I mean, not really. I mean, he, 11,000 plus yards and not playing all the games. He his sophomore and junior year, he missed 4 and 5 games because of injuries. So, no, I mean, what he's done with the people around him the last 2 years, he's had a pretty good defense, but before that, didn't have much of a defense to help him. So what he's done, it has been pretty phenomenal.
Well, and when you left, you had the school record of 8,007 yards, just to put that all in perspective. What makes him a good quarterback, besides being left-handed like you?
Just toughness. I mean, he's a tough kid, and he competes his tail off. And I think a lot of that is because he knows he doesn't have all the physical abilities that some other guys do. But he's just tough and absolutely competes his tail off every time he's out there.
Well, that he's leaving. That offense next year going to change because Brent is so smart. And that offense is not easy to run. I mean, they're going to make changes next year, you think, Wes, because of that?
Yeah, because I, and no offense to the guys that are here, but the quarterback for 2019 is not on campus yet, and that's just hard to recruit a quarterback when you got the coach's kid playing,
Right.
So it's going to be very difficult to bring anybody in. So yeah, I don't think the next quarterback is even here yet. I might be wrong on that, but yeah, it's going to be a big deal to replace him just because of his leadership. He's just used to everything. He's been in the fire. He's had live bullets shot at him. He knows everything that goes on in a game. He doesn't have to think about it. So what he does and gets everybody lined up, and just, middle never went under center for years. Before Tony Franklin, with Buster Faulkner, before that, I mean, they wouldn't go under center. And then the last 3 or 4 weeks, hey, Brent, hop under center real fast. I mean, that footwork is completely different, and he's just been able to go right into it.
Yeah, don't get me started on the beyond the lineup and shotgun, because they played North Carolina a few years ago. They had first and goal at the 1. They went shotgun, and Brent got sacked at the 6, and I was furious. But anyway, that neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Let's move forward. Talk about the New Orleans Bowl. This Appy State team, though, Wes, that's a good football team.
Yes, it is. They've got players all over the place. Quarterback Zach Thomas is very strong, great runner. Not a super passer, but he can make plays. He throws it just well enough. But they've got tight ends. They've got running backs. They've got a nasty offensive line. They're not a big imposing bunch, but man, they just get after it. They kind of remind me of the offensive line I played with. They get after you and cut you and everything else. So it's, the one question is how is this coaching change going to affect them? They've lost both the head coach and both coordinators. So you're down there in New Orleans with 7 assistants and a bunch of GAs trying to keep 120-year-olds in line in New Orleans. That's got to be pretty tough.
Wes Counts is with us, one of the great MTSU quarterbacks, member of the Blue Raiders Athletic Hall of Fame. He does the commentary on the football broadcast with Chip Walters as well. You mentioned the defense, and this team has had, in the last couple of years, the balance there. And, of course, with the D.C. coming in, the former head coach at Syracuse, I really think he shored up that side of the ball.
Man, Coach Schaefer has done an amazing job. He really has. I mean, there's no secret if you listen to us on the radio. I've got a man crush on Scott Schaefer. I mean, he's got his two outside linebackers weigh 200 pounds, and he has found a way to stop the run every week. I mean, he forces people to throw the football. And what he's done with that bunch that really doesn't have all the personnel that you might want as a defensive coordinator, what he's done with that group is absolutely amazing. The defensive line is completely selfless. They don't get a lot of attention because they don't make a lot of tackles because they take up blockers for the linebackers. He's got two really good safeties that have played a lot. And when they come up on the run game, I don't know how Reed Blankenship gets to the backfield as fast as he does, because he lines up 14 yards deep and makes tackles at the line of scrimmage. So, I mean, what Coach Schaefer and his staff has done with those players is really phenomenal, because when you watch them walk through the hotel, there's not a whole lot of football player there. Middle Tennessee is not going to win getting off the bus contest. I mean, it's just but somehow they overcome size and speed and everything else with just determination, and Coach Schaefer has done a heck of a job with that side of the football.
All right, Wes, the question's going to be asked is the motivation, after that such a tough, heartbreaking loss in the conference championship game against UAB. How does Middle respond? It's going to be either really, really well or really, really bad. And I think, knowing Rick Stockstill, this team responds well.
Yeah, we talked about that after the game. And, I wonder in the Instagram, Twitter world, with 20-somethings, how long does it stay with them? I mean, I don't think it lasts very long anymore. I think they were over it by Monday. Something's always new. They can look at their phone and forget about everything. So, yeah, I think if you can just keep them off Bourbon Street long enough.
Boy, Wes, did you? It's a good thing you didn't go down there as a player.
No question. I really, if you're a college coach, that has to be the worst place to take a football team. I mean, Middle goes to Montgomery last year. They get a win because everything closed at 12. And believe me, I looked after 12 o'clock every night we were down there. So there was nothing to get into.
Hey, Wes, let's go back a little bit. Your career there as a Blue Raider quarterback, as we mentioned, when you graduated, you had the school record in passing, all kind of other records and all of that, either top one or two in just about every category. But that was the bridge at the time from 1AA to 1A, of course, now FCS to FBS. And that transition, that tough year you had, but then in 2001, 8-3, Sun Belt Conference Championship, and I do believe you were named the Conference Offensive Player of the Year. Talk about that time, because it was, it was sort of an unknown of what was happening until really the team got in the Sun Belt Conference.
Yeah, and we didn't exactly set the world on fire leaving 1AA. We struggled really bad in 97, and then 98 was a pretty decent team. We didn't have a great record, but we were playing pretty well. And then 99 was just absolutely awful. I mean, when they say there's not a difference between 1AA and 1A, I can tell you there is. And then we finally figured out this offense that Coach Fedora and Coach Robinson, Coach Walker, and Steve Byrd came to had brought kind of from Tulane. We were kind of the second group that had run that Tulane offense that Tommy Bowden and Rich Rodriguez had developed down there with Sean King. And, once we figured that out, because it was so different. I mean, they wanted to make it into a human PlayStation. And I had grown up and been taught, you know, hey, the quarterback changes the plays, and, you know, if you don't like something, you get out of it. Well, with that offense, as fast as it was, you just ran what they called, and you had to be able to figure everything out on the fly, and that was difficult for the first year and a half. But after that, we kind of got things going, and I ended up, I guess we were like 11-3 down the stretch, and, you know, most of those losses were against SEC teams.
Wes, let me ask you this, and I don't know why I remember this. Were you the first guy to get a concrete management degree from Middle?
I was not the first. I was like the I was in the top 25, yes, but no, I was not the first.
Was it concrete management?
Yes, sir. Concrete industry management. Yes, sir.
What an awesome major. Yeah. I don't know why I remember that.
don't scoff at it. I think the previous WKU president did once, and Dr. McPhee went after him, sort of making funny of that. Is a that degree right there. You know it, Wes. The placement of the only thing you got to do is drive around and see where concrete is.
it's in every building. Yeah. That's it. It's everywhere, especially in Nashville right now. Oh. Good golly.
I don't know why. I think because at the time you were kicking butt as a quarterback and said, you know, he's one of the first people to get a degree in that field. I'm thinking, that's fascinating. That is I don't know how many schools offer that around the country.
Well, I don't know now, but at the time I think it was just three. It was Middle Tennessee, a smaller school in Ohio, and I believe – Northern Arizona or Arizona State, and that was it. And
nice.
And Middle's done a really good job with that program, getting a lot of industry help, a lot of money from the industry. And I mean, if you graduate, you've got a job.
Perfect.
I mean, you've got a job before you graduate. It's just sitting there waiting on you. They eat up graduates out of that program big time.
Joe's going back to school.
and you know, he probably could. He'd look good. He'd look good in a hard hat and a big yellow vest.
That's him on the weekends already, but it's a whole different deal. But it's like him in New Orleans. That's what it is. Well, hey, Wes, how many years is this you're in the booth with Chip?
I guess three and a half.
Yeah, I catch you quite a bit, and you're doing a good job. You like that's another transition for you. You like doing it?
I do like doing it. It's a different perspective, you know, because, you know, you can't think of it as, you know, the football details and coaching type way, because when you start talking, nobody knows what you're talking about. So you have to make it more layman's terms. And so that took a little bit, but I'm enjoying it. You know, we got a good crew with Chip and Mike Forbes and Wayne Gross and Jonathan Schaefer. Everybody keeps it fun.
Yeah, well, behave down there, okay? And tell Chip we said hello as well.
I will. And Joe, you're right. I'm not sure it's the number one rubbernecking, but it is in for sure the top five.
It's got to be, man.
Thanks for listening, Wes.
And if everybody would just read the sign that says slower traffic, move to the right, it'd be a better place for
us. That's never going to happen, though. You know that. Can't read.
Hey, good catching up with you, Wes. Have fun down there. Go get a W for the Blue Raiders, okay?
Yeah, I hope they can. That'll be good to send these seniors out with a W.
All right. Thank you, Wes.
Yes, sir. Thank you.